Now that you've heard the 8 secrets for financial freedom, we'd like to discuss Robert Kiyosaki's 7 levels of investors. My rich dad once asked me, "What is the difference between a person who bets on horses and a person who picks stocks?" "I don't know," was my response. "Not much," was his answer. "Never be the person who buys the stock. What you want to be when you grow up is the person who creates the stock that brokers sell and others buy." For a long time, I did not understand what my rich dad really meant. It was not until I started teaching investing to others that I really understood the different types of investors. Level 1, borrowers. They spend everything they make and then some. They are known as consumers. Shop owners and car dealers love these people. If they have money, it gets spent. If they don't have the money, they borrow it. When asked what their problem is, they will say that they just don't make enough money. They think more money will solve the problem. No matter how much they make, they only get deeper into debt. Little do most of them realize that the money they earn today seemed like a fortune or a dream to them just yesterday. But today, even though they have achieved their dream income, it's still not enough. They fail to see the problem is not necessarily their income or lack of it, but rather their money habits. Some eventually believe deep down that their situation is hopeless and have given up. So they bury their head deeper and deeper to keep on going and doing the same things. Their habits of borrowing, shopping, and spending are out of control. Just as a binge eater eats when depressed, these people spend when depressed. They spend, get depressed, and spend more. They often argue with loved ones about money, empathy, defending their need to buy this or that. They live in complete financial denial, pretending that their money problems will disappear, or they pretend that they will always have enough money to spend on whatever they desire. This level of investor can often look rich. They may have big houses and flashy cars, but if you check, they buy on borrowed money. They may also make a lot of money, but they are one professional accident away from financial ruin. Level 2 are savers. These people put aside a small amount of money, usually on a regular basis. The money is in a low-risk, low-return vehicle, such as a money market, checking account, savings account, or a certificate of deposit, which is a CD. If they have an individual retirement account, an IRA, they have it with a bank or in a mutual fund cash account. They often save to consume rather than to invest. For example, they save for a new TV, car, vacation, etc. They believe in paying cash. They are afraid of credit and debt. Instead, they like the security of money in the bank. Even when shown that in today's economic environment, saving gives a negative return, they are still unwilling to take on much risk. Little do they know that the U.S. dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1950 and continues to lose value annually at a rate greater than the interest a bank pays them. They often have whole life insurance policies because they love the feeling of security. People in this group often waste their most precious asset, which is time, trying to save pennies. It is good to have some savings. It is recommended that you have 6 months to a year worth of living expenses held in cash. But after that, there are far better and safer investment vehicles that money will provide in the bank. There are 3 main categories in this level. They are often smart people who are well educated and often make substantial incomes, and they do invest. Yet, there are differences. Let's talk about level 3A. People in this level make up the "I can't be bothered" group. They have convinced themselves they don't understand money and never will. They say things like, "I'm just not very good with numbers. I'll just never understand how investing works. I'm just too busy. There's too much paperwork. It's just too complicated. Investing is too risky. I prefer to leave the money decisions to the professional. It's too much of a hassle. My husband or my wife handles the investments in our family." These people just let the money sit and do little in their retirement plan or turn it over to a financial planner who recommends diversification. They block their financial future out of their minds. Work hard day to day and say to themselves, at least I have a retirement plan. When they retire, then they'll look at how their investments did. Level 3B. The second category is the cynic. These people know all of the reasons why an investment will not work. They are dangerous to have around. They often sound intelligent, speak with authority, are successful in their chosen field, but are really cowards under their intellectual exterior. They can tell you exactly how and why you will get swindled with every investment known to man. When you ask for their opinion on a stock or other investment, you walk away feeling terrible, often afraid or doubtful. Their most commonly repeated words are, "Well, I've been taken before. They're not going to do that to me again." They are smart, but are terrified of taking risks and making mistakes. So they study harder and get smarter. The more they know, the more risks they see. So they study even harder. Then, cynical caution causes them to wait until it's too late. But the worst part of the cynic is that they infect the people around them with their deep fear, distinguished as intelligence. When it comes to investing, they can tell you why things won't work, but they can't tell you how it would work. The worlds of academia, government, religion, and the media are filled with these people. It is possible to get rich quickly with little money and with little risk. It is possible, but only if you are willing to do your part to make it possible. One of the things you need to do is keep an open mind and be aware of cynics as well as con men. They are both financially dangerous. Level 3C, the third category of this level, is the gambler. But while the cynic is overly cautious, this group is not cautious enough. They look at the stock market or any investment market about the same way they look at Las Vegas craps tables. It's just luck. Throw the dice and pray. This group has not set trading rules or principles. They want to act like the big boys, so they fake it until they make it or lose it all. The latter is most probable. They are searching for the secret to investing, or the holy grail. They are always looking for new and exciting ways to invest. Instead of long-term diligence and study and understanding, they seek tips or shortcuts. These people are the worst investors. They always try to hit a home run, and they usually end up striking out. This type of investor loses money over 90% of the time. Level 4 is the long-term investors. These investors are clearly aware of the need to invest. They are actively involved in their own investment decisions. They have a clearly laid out long-term plan that will allow them to reach their financial objectives. They invest in their education before actually buying an investment. They take advantage of periodic investing and, whenever possible, invest in a tax-advantaged way. Most importantly, they seek advice from competent financial planners. If you are not yet a long-term investor, get yourself there as fast as you can. What does this mean? This means that you sit down and map out the plan. Get control of your spending habits. Minimize your debt and liabilities. Live within your means and then increase your means. Find out how much invested per month or how many months at a realistic rate of return it will take to reach your goals. Goals such as, at what age do you plan to stop working? How much money will you need each month? At this level, keep it simple. Don't get fancy. Forget the sophisticated investments. Just do solid stock and mutual fund investments. Learn how to buy closed-end mutual funds soon, if you haven't done it already. Don't try to outsmart the market. Use insurance vehicles wisely as protection, but not as wealth accumulation. A mutual fund like the Vanguard Index 500 Fund, which in the past has outperformed 2/3 of all mutual funds year in and year out, is worth using as a benchmark. Over 10 years, this type of fund may give you a return that exceeds 90% of the professional mutual fund money managers. But always remember, there is no 100% safe investment. Index funds have their own inherent tragic flaws. Stop waiting for the big deal. Get into the game with small deals, like buying a small condo that will allow you to start investing for just a few dollars. Don't worry about being right or wrong at first. Just start. You'll learn a lot more once you put some money down. Just a little to start. Money has a way of increasing intelligence quickly. Fear and hesitation retard you. You can always move up to the bigger game, but you can never get back the time and education you lost by waiting to do the right thing or make the big deal. Remember, small deals often lead to bigger deals, but you must start. Start today. Don't wait. Cut up your credit cards. Get rid of your doodads and call a good no-load mutual fund. Although there is no such thing as a true no-load, sit down with your loved ones and work out a plan. Call a financial planner or go to the library and read about financial planning and start putting money away, even if it's $50 a month. The longer you wait, the more you waste on the most precious assets, the intangible and the priceless asset of time. An interesting note. Level 4 is where most of the millionaires in America come from. The book, The Millionaire Next Door, describes average millionaires as driving a Ford Taurus, owning a company, and living within their means. They study or are informed about investing. They have a plan and invest for the long term. They do nothing fancy, risky, or sexy when it comes to investing. They are truly conservative, and their well-balanced financial habits are what make them rich and successful over the long haul. For people who don't like risk and would rather focus on their profession, job, or career instead of spending a lot of time studying the subject of investing, level 4 is a must. If you want to live a prosperous and financially abundant life, for these individuals, it is even more important to seek the advice of financial planners. They can help you develop the investment strategy and get you started on the right track with a long-term investing plan. This level of investor is patient and uses the advantage of time. If you start easily and invest regularly, you can make it to a phenomenal wealth. If you start late in life, past the age of 45 perhaps, this level may not work as well for you.